Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Oh, yes, indeed. We've reached the middle of the week. The weekend is almost here. It can't come soon enough, can it? It's the 6th of January, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, we're 6 days into the new year, and Apple's already in hot water. Yes, Apple's been hit with a lawsuit by Vansil, and saying that, yeah, you stole that tech that's in your Apple Watch, you guys. Now, this all goes back to February of 2013, when that Apple Watch was just starting production. And around that time, an Apple manager actually reached out to Vansil about potentially forming a partnership, because Vansil knew so much about heart sensor technology. Apparently, Apple was so satisfied with Vansil's technology that they sat down with 15 Apple employees and actually showed them a prototype of the preformed track-powered watch. And then fast forward a couple of years later, and the Apple Watch is released, and there's been no licensing deal between the two companies. Hence the lawsuit. Basically, from Vansil's vantage point, Apple basically stole crap, and they obtained all technical information that was used in now what we know as the Apple Watch. Guess we're just gonna have to watch and see how this one goes, no pun intended. I could see a lot of money flying around in 2016. How about you? Staying with Apple news, you know, we've been hearing so much about that 3.5mm headphone jack saying sayonara in 2016 and iPhone 7. Well, here's another rumor that pretty much puts to bed the rumor we told you about yesterday, being it a lightning port. Well, no, that's not the case now. Apparently, Apple's expected to supply wireless ear pods for the new iPhone 7 when it comes out later this year. Really? Now, this comes from a Chinese website, so take this with a pinch of salt, okay? It does indeed say that Apple will ditch the 3.5mm headphone jack. And wireless, well, basically means you'll have to rely on Bluetooth. Get ready for battery life loss. And I'm sure that people that are on iPhone 6S right now, yeah, that's something you don't want to lose. So if this is what Apple's planning on doing, yeah, they're definitely going to have to improve battery life in the 7 before it comes out. Well, it's only taken forever, but Google has finally fixed those dangerous rooting vulnerabilities in Android. Yeah, they patched all those vulnerabilities that could allow hackers to take over your device remotely or through, of course, malicious software, which is all over the Play Store, isn't it? However, though, it's only going to be for a few devices out there. Of course, that's just the way it works with Android. Most notably, your Nexus device, it will be the first to get the patch. Samsung and other devices, yeah, look for it probably in the next few weeks, maybe longer. The new patches will address 6 critical issues with your Android phone. The most serious flaw to be addressed is located in the Media Server Android component that handles all your media playback and corresponding file metadata. So, if you have a rooted Android device and you don't have the patch for this yet, just be cautious. Just stay on the safe side. And finally, yeah, it's a bit of a short one here today, boys and girls. The speculation at CES, yeah, it's not really newsworthy. This one goes out to all of our T-Mobile users. Yeah, I know there's quite a few of you out there. Have you been noticing lately that, yeah, I want to watch a YouTube video and it just isn't working? Because T-Mobile, yeah, they are throttling YouTube. Or as they put it, optimizing it. Yeah, right. But the EFF, that's the Electronic Frontier Foundation, they ain't buying that optimization crap. No, they're throttling it. In fact, the EFF has conducted many tests and found that T-Mobile throttles every video download, including streaming, to 1.5 megabytes per second. That means if you're actually getting your YouTube videos to play anything 480p and higher, yeah, it's going to be a struggle. The EFF went on to say that T-Mobile is throttling videos even when the file name and HTTP headers do not indicate that the file to be downloaded is a video file. Interesting. And of course, on top of this, the EFF says that T-Mobile is violating the FCC's Open Internet Order. You know, the one that says that they'll not impair or degrade lawful internet traffic on the basis of internet content, application, or service. So as a T-Mobile subscriber, what can you do in the meantime? Well, you could call T-Mobile and say, we know what you're doing, and we'll take it to the FCC if you don't quit it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com, the destination for all the great BTN shows. Twitter, of course, is British Tech on Twitter. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger, and the British Tech Slack room, britishtech.slack.com, is the place to be for all the hot topics. As for the new show, well, tomorrow's Thursday, and we're getting back into the groove of things of 2016, but one thing hasn't changed. Your Thursday edition, yeah, it'll be late again, I'm sure, but we'll try our best to get you out of a Thursday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your hump day is going well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.